Stephen Mayne, the shareholder activist, good morning to you.
Hi, Tim.
You have been very critical of any person, just happened to be John Gay in this instance, holding both these roles. Why?
Oh, it's a conflict of interest. You know, corporate governance says you should have an independent chairman. So there's not that many executive chairs left in Australia. Kerry Stokes, Rupert Murdoch in the US, whose pay packet's just come out overnight at tasty US 27 million, I think it was. And, yeah, good governance just says that you have an independent chairman who can help keep the chief executive accountable rather than having one guy with all the power.
So how is it that the corporate regulator still allows that?
Oh, well, you can't force board structures on companies. You can just have guidelines. So, you know, all the big companies, except for Westfield, which where Frank Lowy is the executive chairman, but all the big banks and Telstra and BHP, and they all have independent chairs. So, you know, 90% of companies do it. And Gunns would just be getting with the program because it really is going through quite a crisis of confidence with its investors at the moment. The stock is down 30% in the past 10 days, as $400 million has been wiped out. So it's, you know, the stock's at a seven-year low. They're about to try and raise $300 or $400 million in a sort of a desperate rights issue. So these are dark days indeed for Gunns.
We've just heard from an analyst as well who thinks that they will in fact struggle with that rights issue. What do you reckon?
After the profit warning last week when they said they were only going to make $67 million in 2007-08 versus the previous analyst's consensus of $89 million, I mean, that literally sent the share price tumbling. And, I mean, the market capitalisation of Gunns last night after yesterday's additional 7% drop was only $681 million. So if you wanted to raise $400 million and yet the whole company's only worth $681 million, You've probably got to do, you know, maybe even do a one-for-one rights issue at $1 because the stock is plunging. So then the question is, you know, who's going to stump up $400 million? Because the likes of Perpetual, which is the biggest investor, they've seen their value, the value of their Gunns shares fall from $200 million to $87 million over the last 8 months. And do they really want to cop up another $50 million when they're losing already, so it's a big test of confidence for the investors, and it's an amazing situation to have a company like Gunns struggling already with $1 billion of debt and trying to build a $2 billion pulp mill. So it just doesn't make sense. I mean, they have to raise billions of dollars, not just $300 million. I mean, they need to raise $300 million even if they don't build the pulp mill, because they spent $450 million buying Ospine last year, which was a terrible acquisition, which is now really hurting them.
Is it possible, though, that they are looking to trade out of this with the international demand for pulp, which we've just been hearing about before you came on, and that would be demand from Europe as well as Asia? It's a quite remarkable shortage on the world market. Gunns would be in a good position to capitalise on that.
Well, it would, but it just doesn't have the finance to build it. I mean, there are some analysts still saying it would add, you know, $1.30 to the share price, and they're trying to get some of these pulp mills, these Scandinavian paper players, to participate directly. Which would then say to you, well, why don't they just actually build the mill themselves, and Gunn can just be a supplier of wood for it? Because Gunns itself doesn't have the capacity to do it. And once you start getting your customers to take equity, and well, then you say, well, whose pulp mill is it? So, I mean, I agree. The economic case for a pulp mill is getting stronger and stronger with the pulp prices so high. But the Gunns share price is plunging. Walt King says it's not going to happen. There's a crisis of confidence in the leadership of Gunns. So I really think something's got to give here, and probably moving John Gay on from executive chairman would be a start. Shoring up the balance sheet just so it can be a normal, properly geared company, raising some money would be another good move. And then you've got the separate issue of, heck, how do we fund a $2 billion pulp mill which won't generate cash for another 5 years or so?
Stephen, thank you for that.
Thanks, Tim.
Stephen Mayne from crikey.com.au, shareholder activist, Gunns shareholder as well, and a man who's tried to get on the Gunns board on a couple of occasions.